AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, under increasing criticism by GOP opponents for his apparent failure to at first disavow the endorsement of former Klan leader David Duke, saw protesters at a stop in Radford, Virginia today. Trump's response during his speech.
You can hear it once. All lives matter.
In Atlanta, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says Trump has no place in the GOP.
He's asking us to turn over the conservative movement to someone who yesterday was asked repeatedly, will you condemn David Duke, who is a racist, an avowed racist? And he wouldn't condemn him.
Trump holds a lead in a number of southern states, taking part in tomorrow's Super Tuesday primaries. Navy SEAL Senior Chief Petty Officer Edward Byers is the nation's latest Medal of Honor recipient. In the White House ceremony, President Obama says in December 2012, Byers took part in the rescue of Dr. Dilip Joseph, who was abducted in eastern Afghanistan. During the rescue, Byers covered Dr. Joseph while fighting off a guard who came into the room.
Ed kept shielding the hostage. With his bare hands, Ed pinned the fighter to the wall and held him until his teammates took action. It was over almost as soon as it began. In just minutes, by going after those guards, Ed saved the lives of several teammates and that hostage.
One team member, Petty Officer First Class Nikola Cech, was wounded in the assault. He later died despite the efforts of Byers, who is a certified paramedic. Actor Abe Vigoda's daughter is wondering why he was left out of the annual Oscars tribute to film stars and others in Hollywood who've died in the past year. Vigoda, who died in January at the age of 94, played Sal Tessio, a mafia soldier in The Godfather. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 81. This is AP Radio News. Four students were injured when someone opened fire inside the lunchroom of a combined junior and senior high school in Madison Township, some 30 miles from Cincinnati. Butler County, Ohio Chief Deputy Anthony Dwyer tells WCPO.
We had what we believe was one individual enter into the school and begin firing a weapon at other students in the lunchroom. There were four students injured. We believe two of them were injured with gunshot and two of them with some other type of shrapnel or just an injury of trying to get out of the way.
The 14-year-old shooter ran from the school, threw the gun down, and was apprehended nearby. A federal appeals court says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service followed the law when it designated more than 187,000 square miles of Alaska as critical habitat for threatened polar bears. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversing a lower court decision that the designation was too extensive and not specific enough. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.